Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros to prepare ourselves for the upcoming Yantiv. And today we close out the section of Tehillim with a long paragraph. We actually close out the entire Tehillim when we say the entire capital of Kuf Nun, known as Halleluka, Hallelu Kel Bekadcho. This is the last of the Sefer Tehillim, and there are 13 Hilulim. We say the word Hallelujah 13 times, and that seems to correspond, say, the commentaries to the 13 Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham, Vechanan, etc. There are seven different instruments that are identified, and of course that seems, says the Ari HaKadosh, to parallel the idea of the 10 Sefiros. In other words, in this capital, in this section, we sort of intend to focus on a different type of world, says Rav Shimon Schwab. We're talking about the world of the Neshamos, the world of the Malachim, to point out that even in those places, God's Malchus, his reign, it continues to be understood. And in those places, the Malachim and the souls all get together and offer praise to Hashem. And we highlight all these different instruments because we have to understand that we take all of them together in order to serve as a symbol of each instrument. Each instrument symbolizes one of the emotions. And thus, lesson number one to be contained in these psukim is the understanding that we have a responsibility to take all our experiences, all our emotions, and use them in the service of Hashem. If there's an anger, there's a place for anger. If there's happiness, there's a place for happiness. God is found in all these emotions. So, as we're davening on Rosh Hashanah, maybe when we get to these psukim, we have to ask ourselves, how are we able to do that? Where are we able to do that? And in what circumstance can we take each of the emotions, that which we're feeling, and use them to serve Hashem? The Yalkut Shimoni also adds that at the point that David HaMelech got to this one, and he said, Kol HaNeshama Tehaloka, he leaned back, and he turned to God, and he said, is there anyone who can go ahead and praise you like me? And in a fascinating response, a frog came up next to him and said, are you kidding, David? That's all you got was 150? I've got many, many, many more. And each and every croak, if you understood, would be a croak that's really a definition of my praise to Hashem. And of course, Rav Shimon Schwab points out, again, that together with the Yetzer HaTov, we have a Yetzer Hara. That's unique to a human being. Animals don't have a Yetzer. Animals live on instinct. And therefore, a animal that instinctually understands Hashem is able to praise Hashem without any challenge or any impediment. We have a Yetzer Hara. We have to be able to bend it in order to be able to offer our praise to Hashem. So there needs to be a humility at the same point in time that we make it our business to sing praise to Hashem. And maybe, to a certain degree, that too is a lesson as well. As we finish this section, and we get ready to recite the entire paragraph, because without it just pointing out Halelu b'kol shofar, halelu b'nevel b'chinor, would not really identify the totality of what we have to say. We have to realize that whatever we got, our emotions, positive and negative, we use them for Hashem. And we also have to realize that there's humility in our praise of Hashem. And we have to leave room for that humility and realize that Hashem Malchuso, Bako Mashallah, his kingship extends evermore. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to appreciate him in every step and emotion of our lives. And may we go from strength to strength to great and wonderful years, making each and every moment of our lives one that's filled with awareness that we're in front of Hashem. Have a great, terrific, amazing day.